Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The founder of GoBob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it, because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there, plus their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years, by the third year you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
It's Martin Luther King holiday. That means banks are closed, government offices closed, the agricultural futures markets all taking the day off as well. On our cash livestock side of things, most of our auction barns that normally operate here at the start of the week all operating as normal. The man who started working at the U.S. Department of Agriculture as Ag Secretary on the day that President Barack Obama moved into the White House 8 years ago, Tom Vilsack, former governor of Iowa, has left his USDA office overlooking the U.S. Mall for the last time as Secretary of Agriculture. That happened this last Friday. It's reported that Michael Skuse, who's been serving as the acting deputy secretary, becomes acting secretary here for the final week of the Barack Obama administration. In an open letter to the employees of USDA on his final day of service, Vilsack says, "Your work allows America to have the most productive farmers, ranchers, and producers in the world. Your work protects our families from unsafe food and our homes from dangerous forest fires. Your work ensures that struggling families will have enough to eat and our school children have more nutritious meals and snacks. Your work protects our soil and water and creates new products in labs and universities that improve our quality of life." Some of the words from outgoing Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to employees of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Also this last Friday, Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, naming his subcommittee chairs, including Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the committee, taking on the subcommittee on conservation and forestry chair. Another key subcommittee chair will be Rick Crawford of Arkansas, taking over for general farm commodities and risk management. That's a key subcommittee as we approach the start of writing the 2018 Farm Bill. Coming up this Thursday on the 19th, there'll be a soil health workshop at Redlands Community College at their Darlington campus. Clay Pope is helping put this thing together. Clay says several groups and organizations talking about tools and programs available to help you improve soil health on your farm.
We're going to have representatives from the Agricultural Research Service Station there at Fort Reno talking about some of the research and some of the work that they're doing. We're going to have people with NRCS talking about tools. That's not just technology. That's also financial tools. NRCS is going to talk a little bit about the rewrite of the Conservation Stewardship Program. Sign-ups coming up on February the 3rd. This might be something that people that are looking at that could look at. RMA is going to be coming out and talking about crop insurance and some of the options because, you know, it's always one of the challenges. So many of our counties, you can't double crop and get insurance, but there's the whole farm plan. There's some other tools that are out there. There's some things you could do under existing insurance. RMA is going to talk a little bit about that.
Go to the calendar on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for more details. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. Featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.